Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What's up and welcome back to Star Wars News. I'm Steph Sabra. I have my dad right behind me, Chewbacca. I am Chewbacca's long lost daughter. We finally found each other, and boy, do we look good next to each other.
Yes. I must have
been joined by my co-pilot, the best in the galaxy, Ryan Nilsson, head of Popcorn Talk.
Thank you so much, Ryan. I'm rocking a Chewie hat for today, as well as a Baby Yoda face mask. Wear your masks.
Yes, it's a big day, you guys. Weird, crazy stuff is happening. We also have a big announcement today. I'll start with the weird stuff. I tweeted about this. I got bit, if that's the right word, in the boob by a mosquito, and I feel really uncomfortable about it because it's like, was like, this mosquito sucking on my...
Yeah. I mean, did he get blood or something else?
Shit. It's disgusting. I feel like it was so non-consensual. Ooh. Anyways, it really itches. If you see me scratching my boob, know that it's that and nothing else. Nothing weird.
Nothing weird.
Okay.
And I'm Ryan Nilt. No, you introduced me.
I introduced you. But
Steph,
we do
it
have
has been a week.
I know, a crazy week. Why don't you start off by we have some unfortunate news, but it is not the end of the world, and there are good things that will come out of it. Trust in that. But Popcorn Talk and AfterBuzz TV Studios, the wonderful studios that this show is brought to you by, is going to be taking a summer hiatus with everything going on with COVID and a lot of internal building. We will be taking a break, but we will be back, and we will still be available via social media to keep in contact with y'all and talk Star Wars all the anytime you want.
That's right. There's just a lot going on. We need more medical droids in this country, I think,
that's
to
true.
Just treat everyone. But it's a needed transition, and I think it's a good thing overall. But we will be on like a brief little hiatus with the Star Wars show. But don't worry, we'll be tweeting about all the news. Steph and I, there might even be like an IG live here and there, but so like keep connected with us, guys. Not the end of the world, but we're so psyched because today we're gonna have fun. We're just gonna have like a really fun conversation.
Yeah, we were like, we're gonna be off the air for a little bit now, and there's not that much news going on, as you all know right now. With COVID and everything, all entertainment is kind of stopped. But there is some fun stuff. We did get a fan edit that was dope that I'm really excited to talk about. There was also an interview with Leslie...
Headland.
Yes, Headland.
Russian doll co-creator. Yeah. I think Steph's kind of frozen right now in carbonite. We'll see if we can... There you are.
Are you back, Ryan?
You're back, yeah.
Is it me or you?
It might have been both of us.
Ay, Dios mío. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the fan edit. So this just came out, and it's pretty freaking cool. And it's of one of the final scenes in The Rise of Skywalker. You see Rey facing off with Palpatine, and it's that famous part where Palpatine's like, I am all the Sith. And she's like, hold my fucking beer, you bitch. I am all the Jedi, and I'm about to fuck your shit up.
What?
But we heard in that scene all the Jedis before her talking, but you didn't see her in this edit. Like put them all in the background, and it just makes you think, why wasn't that the original?
Yeah, and this is like current footage just from other movies, and it still felt more magical than what we ended up getting in that scene with just the voiceover. And we didn't even get all the Jedi that ended up speaking in that voiceover. I think this was cool. This went viral, Steph. Like, this was everywhere. I had multiple people texting me this video. It's really well done, and it looks awesome. And it just goes to show, like, that final scene could have carried such a big punch if we get to actually see everyone there as Force Ghosts.
Yeah, I know. It was... Because it was confusing. The only reason we knew who was speaking during each of those points, like, you could guess some of them, but some of them were kind of hard to hear, so the only way we knew who they were was the credits at the end. So
right.
This seemed like a way better homage to the Jedi that came before.
A big homage. Shout out to the fan edit. I hope that they just release a cut and literally insert this version of the scene in, because it's better. It's a better version of that scene. I think people's, in defense of just the voiceover, a lot of viewers thought it would take away from Rey, but I didn't feel that this time around.
No,
I felt...
she's the only one that's not a hologram.
Right. Or a force ghost.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, just technically speaking. But it is weird when you think about it, because JJ, a lot of the criticism is the fan service that he did in this final movie, and kind of the amount of homage he played to all of the major characters that have come into the franchise before. So it is interesting that to see this one thing that would have been kind of fan service-y but had a lot of payoff, in my opinion, if right. It was done.
Yeah, this was a big thing we talked about when we reviewed the movie back in January. Like, this scene, though magical, I just think, I don't know how Disney doesn't just go all out on this. Like, it felt like you went halfway, and it felt like it was an afterthought in a lot of ways, but it's definitely the biggest moment of the whole film, and it just would have made a lot of sense, I think, to have all the Force Ghosts there. A lot of people in the chat sharing their thoughts, Steph. By the way, shout out to everyone in the chat, especially today. James Lott Jr. commenting away, going, OMG, lol. A lot of people are saying I was rocking that designer. Yes, Etsy people.
Ooh.
That's right.
Look at him.
Shout out to Rich Cruel Sugar saying two babes talking about Star Wars. That's right.
Appreciate you.
And Manny Gonzalez saying, yeah, that's definitely one of his favorite scenes, which we love this scene. You and I freaked out when we saw that.
I think Ryan's leg is still bruised from when we saw The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh my God.
Just... I was clenching onto you like a newborn. like a marsupial, like your baby kangaroo.
Yeah, it was intense. I was like, it was like a roller coaster ride.
You're like, I haven't known you for that long, Seth, but... Sure.
But sure.
You took it like a champ. Thank you. You were my support stress ball.
It was a stress ball. but guys, keep commenting away. We're going to be shouting out everyone in the chat throughout this episode.
Yeah, straight up, much, much, much love to everyone in the chat. All of you who have rocked with us every single week on Star Wars News. This is definitely not the end. I did not mention that in the beginning, but we love you all so much. Seriously, each and every one of you that are here every week live with us are the dopest people ever, and we will definitely stay connected in any way while we are off air for the meantime.
And oddly enough, it feels like this is that same scene from Rise of Skywalker. We're getting all the voices from everyone in this live chat, and let's just say we are all the Jedi.
I mean, yes, absolutely. Jedi, that is my religion.
Scum.
I am the Jedi. Okay, final piece of news before we get into some games that I want everyone to participate in. They will be so fun. We can do it all. You guys can participate in the chat or the comments if you're watching afterwards. But the final note is that the Russian Doll co-creator she had an interview and she said that she felt incredibly lucky to develop a live action series. I mean, that seems like a pretty appropriate response.
Yeah.
What do you think, Leslie Headland?
I'd say so. I mean, but in recent news, I mean, if you look at the past couple of weeks of this show, we've been reporting on a lot of members of Star Wars not being as grateful or feeling as lucky. So I do think that this is kind of cool to hear her say, like, she just feels incredibly lucky to be a part of this, very excited. And it is a privilege to be a part of any live-action Star Wars, or any Star Wars for that matter. So I think it's cool. I think this is also reaffirming, like, they are moving forward with her live action series. So
yeah, and it does, I mean, it says that she is a member of the LGBTQ+ community. So her being able to be a member and then also be show running this, and we know that Deborah Chow is also show running Obi-Wan series. That's two women in the Star Wars franchise, really building stuff with two different perspectives. We have one woman who is a woman of color, Asian pride, let's fucking go. And then Leslie Headland, who is in the LGBTQ+ community. We just had Pride Month, but all year is Pride, baby, loud and proud. So that's fucking awesome.
Super awesome. Just a really cool pick. And I think that they're, the past few months of Star Wars decisions have been really great. And I think they're heading in a really awesome direction. There's been some interesting speculation on change in the regime or the leadership, and nothing's confirmed, but I think all these reports have just been pointing like, yeah, it seems like we have a direction we're going on now. Now that we're done these episodic films, we can focus on some new original stories.
Yes. Retweet, yes. Full send, that part, what he said, what co-pilot, said. Best pilot, Ryan
Punch
Nilsson.
It.
In the house, punch it. Okay, let's play some games. All
that
right?
was it, guys. The no more news. You know, I think I heard Mark Hamill said he didn't know who Ahsoka was. Whatever. There's some Dark Legends books coming out where we might get stuff about Exegol.
Whatever.
And also there's Baby Yoda cereal. But games. Let's
but
get
games.
To the games.
Yeah. The small talk is nice, Rye, but I'm trying to get into some games.
Let's get the
now,
competition
okay?
going.
So these are the games that we have in line. If you guys want to play anything or have any random questions to ask Ryan and I, just throw them in the chat. We will be looking at that, and why not? This episode is for all of us in the Star Wars fam to just have some fun and talk and play some games. So I'm thinking a word association game. So one of us will name a character. This was... Roxy Stryer helped me come up with this, but it made me think of Ryan. So Ooh. One person will name a character, and then the person has to name the first word that comes to mind. Ryan, a fun fact about Ryan I found out recently-ish, was that every time he meets someone, he instantly writes the first word that came to mind in his notes section of their contact. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, you know
I want to do that.
I do that every time I add a new contact to my phone. Even if someone hits my car and we have to exchange information, I put a crazy lady who ran a red light and put it in my car. I mean, put it in my phone. But
oh yeah, Rye, that happened.
I know my Falcon got hit by an asteroid on Tuesday.
Oh no! I know.
Oh my god!
That.
So the note I have on Steph's contact is just the word Yoda. That's it. That's your notes, Yoda.
I want to know why you thought that, because there's a few – that's a loaded statement for me for a few reasons.
Also,
number
I strategically
one,
cropped out your number, so no one saw the number.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
God, that would have been awkward.
That would have been awkward.
So, number one, why Yoda is a loaded word for Steph's abroad is that – when I was born, apparently I was an ugly baby, and this is coming from the mouths of my parents, so I'm not just making this up. I'm a twin, so they said that my twin looked like a doll, and I looked like, quote, a mixture between Winston Churchill and Yoda. Two, just by, like, normal human opinions are hideous in a lot of ways, both of them, and even though Yoda's freaking cute, yeah, so I already have been told I looked like Yoda. Ooh. And then when we did the Mandalorian show, there was a few people that were like, Steph looks like Yoda or Baby Yoda. And I'm like, what is it? My cheeks? Do I have a green tone?
I think you have green fingernails is what I last saw. There you go.
Your girl is back.
She's Yoda. I think it's the wisdom, actually, Steph. I think it's the smarts. It's the intellect. That's where I think you get the Yoda comparison.
All right.
I know.
I won't question that.
I won't question it either. But I do think sometimes you even talk backwards. So it might have something to do with that as well.
Sometimes I slur words. No. Okay. So word association. And then this is one to start thinking about, chat, is best ship across the entire franchise of Star Wars. So that's movies, shows. This is your fan fiction ship of the century. Okay, I want to hear that.
Okay.
Then we will do one word to describe a character, and the other person has to guess who the character is. So it's kind of like the reverse of the original game. But if you need another clue, you can ask for that. That's your lifeline. And then you'll get a second word. Okay. And then, ooh, this is fun that everyone can start thinking about now. Your starting five. You're an NBA team, and you're picking your starting five characters of the Star Wars franchise to be on your squad and run the town, run the city.
Run the city. This is basically going to be our Space Jam, but Star Wars.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. So let's play the first game. I'll start with a character, and then you have to say one word, okay?
First word that pops in my head. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Qui-Gon.
Tall. Almost said taken, but I said tall.
Taken would have been so much better.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have to go.
Okay. I'm going to go 3PO.
Gold.
Your turn. I'm ready.
Okay. Han Solo.
Scoundrel.
Good one.
Right?
Truly a scoundrel.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if I just went Alden Einreich? No. Okay, I'll go Jabba.
Fat. Gross, slimy.
Slimy.
Oh my god. Like the grossest.
I know. He's a
He's kind of like Jeffrey Epstein in a caricature.
Right.
Like actually.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
They should make like some kind of Jabba documentary. Where it's like a bunch of droids that are like, we're investigating what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
That was... That
okay, wait.
Dark.
I'm up.
Yeah.
I wish we had real droids who could investigate all like the a-holes and do it unbiasedly.
I do too.
But that could get scary. Wait. Random question. Are you in favor of... like a future with robots and
Got
droids.
It. Okay, I thought you were about to say something related to Epstein.
No, I'm over it.
I'm in favor of if you know, as long as we have control. If that makes sense.
Oh.
Like AI is a little uncomfortable to me. There's plenty of movies around it. Skynet, I don't want it.
I know your favorite movie is Her, which is the reason why I don't
want it. One of my favorites.
It makes me concerned.
I do like Her a lot. I think that movie is very unique.
Do you like it just because it's unique?
No, I think that movie's really sweet. I think Spike Jonze, great director. In fact, if he ever did a Star Wars project, I think that'd be so wild. But I just think it's like a really beautiful movie about relationships in all shapes and sizes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a little weird.
It's very weird. Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, it would be bizarre to picture a world with droids because we already, I guess, don't have enough jobs for people. So what would happen, you know? And what are the rules of consent? Like people, I just watched this is so off topic, a crazy documentary. Have you heard of it called Zoo?
No.
It's basically about bestiality and pet owners, like horse owners who like do some gross, awful things. God. And so I can't even, like, humans can be so messed up, right? I don't even have to tell you that. So can you imagine what, like, robots? We already have people buying blow up silicone dolls.
Look, in Solo, Lando Calrissian had that co-pilot, L337, and they alluded to some stuff.
Yeah. And honestly, she was a bad bitch.
I want a Star Wars version of Her that's Lando and L337.
Yeah.
Just getting to know each other. It's
same.
It's intimate. Yeah, I'm in. Take my money.
I'm definitely in. Let's see, what is the chat saying anything?
In. Oh, the chat. So we got we got a Skynet coming for Ryan. Can't fight the future. Thanks, Greg. From No Concept, Blade Runner World would be cool. I don't know, man. Blade Runner World is pretty dark, but
yeah. Did you see the most recent one? What was it, 2049?
I did see the most recent one.
Not look good.
Yeah,
not
a little dark. A little dark. Chewie needs to rip these droids' arms off. Agreed. And robots are evil, from James Lott Jr. So we know where James stands on it.
Are they evil though? They don't have a conscience.
Yeah, I think it's who programmed them, James. And, I mean,
let me tell you about classic programming, James.
Come on, James. JLJ.
Evil can't be coded in. It has to be made. No, I'm just kidding. Probably. There, I believe in anything.
It's learned, probably not programmed.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Whatever. Okay. Do you want to keep playing this game? I'm
so.
Up.
I got like four that I typed while we've been talking. So, but you're up.
Okay. Okay. Princess Leia.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she really is.
Canto Bite.
Dry.
Okay.
Small.
Yoda. Oh, was that your word? No.
It feels dry.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarlacc pit.
Arm. I thought armpit. That's my arm. It went arm. I'll go Dagobah.
Fun.
Right?
Fun time. Fun. Yeah.
It's a swamp.
Maz.
Kanata.
Maz Kanata.
Just the name. Just finish the name. And then I'll do one more. Oh, here we go. Tee this one up for Steph. I'll go Poe.
I was going to say sexy, but now I want to say Finn. That's the new Marco Polo.
That is the new Marco Polo. Finn! And whatever you say back, there's a judgment in the Star Wars community for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, everyone comment below if someone just said Finn, Poe, what would you reply?
Yeah. Yes, good
what
one.
What comes to your head when you think Finn? Some people would say heroic. Some people would say stormtrooper, rebel.
Attitude.
Other
defiant.
People. Defiant. And then
skilled.
Steph goes Poe.
Well, I said his man.
His man. Yeah. I think like, it's fun over the word association. I think with a lot of the heroes, like if I said Luke, like what do you think?
God. You want to know what my honest first thought was?
Yeah. And,
whiny.
Wow.
But what did? Wow. But I think I would say, I don't know, hopeful.
Yeah.
I feel like him and Leia are the hope.
Right, they are the hope. I think I would just go like, yeah, it's hope. I think whenever I hear the name Luke, I think hope.
Yeah,
I really associated that. And even when I, for some reason, when I hear Rey, I go like, from nowhere.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, Rey is like rebirth. Phoenix.
Phoenix Queen.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here, bitch.
Yo, a ton of people in the chat saying they think Poe. They think Poe hot. They think annoying. Hear Poe, think of Polo. Hero, and Mark Hamill is the GOAT.
Mark Hamill really is.
Can't argue.
He's basically Luke Skywalker in real life, and that's why everyone's obsessed with him.
He really is. Gosh, if I ever meet him. I'll be
you will. Don't say if. When you meet him,
when
it will be fabulous.
I agree.
Let's talk about the best ship, because that Poe and Finn just made me think about that.
Yeah, best ship. Now we're not talking. Are we talking relationships or like things we fly?
Relationships, but also you could throw in like what ship you think that they should be flying their love into. You know.
Got it. Got it.
So this is the best ship. Think of it, can be real, it can be not real. This is your fan fiction couple of the century. So this could be from one person from a show, one person from a movie, people who were already together and you just love them so much that they were the couple. So Rye, do you have any that come to mind? You have one or is it a few?
I mean, there's a few obvious ones that I think we can save towards the end, so I'll steer clear of them.
Okay.
I'm going to go... This is a weird one, but I really... Oh, this goes against a lot. But I love the idea of... Oh, God, it sounds... Okay, hear me out. I love the idea of Ahsoka Tano with Anakin Skywalker. It wouldn't happen. It's a weird thing. It's a master and apprentice, but there's just so much of Ahsoka... There's so much of Anakin in Ahsoka Tano, and after this final season of the Clone Wars, and there's just so much history there. Like, that would be a really cool ship for me, especially like seeing her in the final season of Clone Wars, and she's just like this badass. And then seeing her in Rebels, I think that's a really unique relationship. It's weird to think about it romantically, but like for some reason, my mind just goes there. Like maybe they could have controlled each other. A little, maybe if that ended up being the relationship, Star Wars would have changed and he wouldn't have gone down this dark path. But he was with Padme, which is also an amazing relationship. How about you, Steph?
I think, well, someone just said Rey Soka, meaning Rey and Ahsoka Tano, and ooh. I am so here for that.
Rich Cruel Sugar in the chat. Shout out to you.
That would be amazing. Yeah, Rich Cruel Sugar.
Luke X-Wing.
Rich Cruel Sugar. Luke. Okay, Luke is an interesting one. It is true that we never get to really see him in that other than in like a minor incestual moment when he didn't know that was his twin.
Right.
So it would have been it is cool kind of when you think about it in hindsight that he didn't have a major love interest and he was involved in all the movies.
I mean, Steph, we don't know for a fact.
Oh,
if he
that's
didn't,
true.
Because there's that 30-year gap. Yeah, I'm assuming right. not. I know in a lot of the old books, the old novels, there was a storyline where he actually got with this character named Mara Jade.
Yeah, but just on screen, we never saw anything.
No canon, nothing canon, and nothing on screen for now. Which I think that if there ever was like one more story with Luke, that would probably be the one I'd want to see. I just don't know how believable it would be if it didn't impact him in these sequel films. Like if there was no mention of any type of relationship he had in these sequel films, they would really have to make that make sense. But that is the one story that if they said, we're doing one more thing with Luke Skywalker, and they got, you know, like Sebastian Stan from the Avenger movies, that's the one story I'd be interested in seeing with Luke. Other than that, I think his story's done.
Okay, hear me out on this.
Listening.
Luke, Lando, and L337.
Oh, boy.
And if we're going to talk polygamy,
because
oh, yeah. Ryan brought that into this conversation, not me, it's fine.
Right, I did.
We can also consider, mm-hmm. hear me out on this one.
Okay.
Rey, Finn, and Poe. Oh
my gosh, there is that three-way hug.
That three-way hug, though!
Yo, that is something that could happen.
I would be absolutely here for that.
Wow. Wow.
That's my number one. That is my number one.
That's your number one. That's a pretty good one. That would be big. That'd be a really big choice for Star Wars. Who in the chat supports the Rey, Finn, Poe polygamous relationship?
The tripod.
The tripod. Who knew that's what we'd be talking about here? But I think it's interesting. I think that'd be fun. We got Ahsoka, Ezra. Gonna be honest, I think that's a little weird. Ezra's like pretty
yeah.
young, and I don't know. I that would.
What was the age difference between Anakin and Ahsoka?
This is a guess, but I'm guessing like eight years maybe. I'm guessing 8 or 10 years. I think he was like 23, 24. And she was, well, in the beginning of the Clone Wars, she was like 16, or no, beginning of the Clone Wars, she was even younger than that. And then she aged, and it's kind of unclear, like, how many years it was, but, like, she's probably, like, 17, 18 in the final season. So it'd have to be, like, of course, later down the line, but, yeah, it's an interesting one. Han and Chewie, bromance from James Lott Jr. I mean, that's a big one, for sure.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon and Shmi. Oh, this is a big theory that Qui-Gon Jinn was perhaps in a relationship with Shmi Skywalker, Anakin's mom.
I mean, and then, yeah, I was going to say why.
Theory.
Yeah.
For a long time. I think there's a version Shmi of that that's interesting.
Shmi had no personality.
Take it easy on Shmi.
I know, I love her. God rest her soul.
She was a slave.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Oppression took away her light.
God, yeah. Don't know if Lando would like to share. That's what JCM
Lando
just
most
said.
Definitely likes to share. Lando is pansexual. Well, I guess that doesn't mean he's polygamous.
Right. But that has been said because of the droid. Ezra needs a sugar mama. Look. No concept. I have no comment. Gregory Castillo, she was a kid, no go. Yeah, that's a good point. Rest in peace, Shmi. Definitely.
Okay, wait, I have a sexy one.
What is it?
Rey and Mando.
Ooh. That is a power couple.
Oh my God, that just screams ship us.
Ship us.
We are power.
Although I will say, Mando is like, that's like 25 years before Force Awakens. So we're talking about like a 60, almost like late 50s, maybe early 60s Mando.
What about Carbonite Mando?
Ooh, we freeze him?
Yeah.
Open him up? I think that's possible. I'm in.
Yeah.
You convinced me of that. Who else could Mando be? I mean, there was that lady on that planet.
From the Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. That I was like, is this
Yeah,
this
I was
happen?
Into that.
He might
I was
go back.
Yeah. I would check back in on her.
Yeah, just see yeah. what's going on.
Who could Mando be with? Yeah, it's not a good time for Mando to date. The Mando we know right now, in between season one and two, he's busy.
Busy.
He's parenting.
If we want to go with a classic, I mean, I think the best couple in Star Wars, at least for all of us, is probably Leia and Han. Just amazing. And, you know, it's an interesting scene. Like, I think it's that classic, when this was happening in the 70s and 80s, it's that classic kind of like, they didn't like each other, but they liked each other. And there's payoff in Force Awakens. Like, you can tell a lot of the romance between them is off screen. Like, we just have to imagine it because they really committed to each other in Return of the Jedi. And then all this 30-year gap, had a kid, all this stuff happened, falling out. And then we see them again in Force Awakens, and you can just feel the history. And there is some genuine love there. It's I think, one of the more realistic relationships in Star Wars.
Yeah, it is, because a lot of times we do know when a family has heartbreak, and something with the kids specifically oftentimes separates parents, because it just is such a reminder of what had happened.
Yeah, but Leia and Han.
Son went to the dark side and just started killing people like it was nobody's business. It might cause
And this will get dark, but like, it's almost like parents of a school shooter.
It's
that type of thing. This is probably worse because it's a guy who's killing people all across the galaxy.
And
but,
like, wanting to destroy planets. Yeah.
Yeah. It's messed up.
Yeah.
Really interesting though.
That's probably the only other realistically like healthy couple.
What are our feelings? We got to bring up Padme Anakin. We just got to.
Yeah, okay. So I was obsessed with them when I first watched the movies.
Right.
And I was just so in love because I didn't really think about the age difference and how young he was when she first met him.
It's a little off-putting.
So, yeah, it is a little bit weird. But when you're a young girl and you're like just starting to be like, oh my God, I want to be in love. And you like see them rolling in the grass. You're like, romance and nerd stuff, like I love that. Like, I was so like, yes, this is my Romeo and Juliet. I'm here right. for this. So, but now I'm like, yeah, was it definitely toxic, and was he mentally and physically abusing her at the end? Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting relationship where, you know, they met each other when he was a kid, and then he grew up, and the moment he sees her again, there's like this, they have this connection because they shared such an incredible moment when they first met each other. And I think they earn a lot of the relationship, but what's interesting is Anakin was just so like in love with her that when he got those visions of her perishing, he resorted to fascism and the dark side. And it's their relationship and his obsessiveness that really, it started the entire war.
This is a good time for a relationship lesson from Steph.
All right.
So if you're in a couple, if you're in a relationship, it is really easy to confuse love and obsession. And we are so desperate to be loved that we oftentimes rationalize obsessive and unacceptable behavior because we are searching to be loved. So when someone is so fearful of losing you that they start to become like isolating you from your friends and family, like gaslighting you, being manipulative verbally, physically, physically, all of that, it is no longer love. They have become obsessed with you. So you should check yourselves in your relationships moving forward, because that's how negative habits can develop.
It's also that, and that's a great, thank you, Steph. Incredible lessons from Steph right there. It's also that whole conversation of, you know, that type of love was forbidden in the Jedi Order, and you can get into the complications of that, but he could have left the Order and been with Padme. And instead, he broke the rules with Padme, started getting these visions, and it went from there. Someone just mentioned a great one in the chat, and that's from the Clone Wars. It is Duchess Satine with Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is another relationship. Again, Obi-Wan, at one point, had someone he was in love with, and it was the Duchess of Mandalore, the Queen of Mandalore.
Oh, yeah.
And she was killed in front of him, and he almost left the Order for her, and he did say, like, on record, he would have left, if he had to do it again, he would have left the Order just to be with her. It's a really good one. And against us.
That is. Yeah. That is.
What do you think about, of course, we've been avoiding the one that fans have been tweeting about for months, which is Reylo. Rey and Kylo Ren. What do we think, Steph? This is a true one. This is canon. They are a thing. They kissed at the end of Rise of Skywalker. We at first freaked out. I know you were not for it.
What's your question? Am I for them in general, like as a couple to ship, or am I for what happened on screen with them?
Let's go with the first one, for as a couple to ship.
And if you already have an answer, I'd love to hear yours first while I develop some thoughts.
I think my feelings on Reylo and all the Reylo fans, I've gone up and down. I did not buy it when I watched it in the movie theater for the first time. Since then, I have grown to like it more and more. I do see I saw the stepping stones, and I do buy it, and I do understand Kylo Ren kind of coming back to the light and the good side a little bit more in Rise of Skywalker. So I have grown to really like it over time. How about you?
Okay. I've suddenly been hit with so much clarity, and I can verbalize my opinion.
Okay.
Let me just take you through Rey's position in these films. Okay. Rey is surrounded by three men, primarily speaking, that are of age and can be acceptable love interest.
And a droid.
But okay, sure, droid can count too. No, we're not going to count that as an acceptable love interest right now for my game, okay?
Okay.
We have Poe Dameron, we have Finn, and we have Ben Solo. Okay.
Yes.
You have Poe Dameron and Finn, two extremely hot, loving,
yeah,
characters who are on the right side of the Force. They support you 100%. They are willing to put their lives on the line for you, Rey. They ride for you, Rey. But you know what you did?
What?
You picked someone who literally tried to murk your ass, invade your mind, and abuse you for three movies until the very end.
You know,
this is why Green Day said good guys finish last, because we don't see the good that's in front of us.
Order. Okay. In defense of Kylo, this is a man. This is an evil guy. This is a guy who's lost his way completely. This is a guy who was seduced by the dark side and was completely manipulated, in my opinion. And I think the part of the relationship, the Reylo stands feel, is Rey saw the good in him. Rey, when he invaded her mind, she pushed him out, and they were just connected by some bigger being in Last Jedi. None of it was on purpose in Last Jedi, and same with Rise of Skywalker carried over there. I think the whole idea that they're a dyad, whatever, I'm more talking about she saw the good in him. She knows his parents, and I do believe that's what makes Rey really great. And I think at the end, Kylo understands that, especially after she stabs him. Like, she stabs him right in the chest. and it heals him. I think it's that attack and then forgiveness there. But I see your point, and I don't think you're alone on that. I think more than half the fandom
feels. We can't fall in love with potential, Rye. We can't fall in love with someone's potential. What we can do as friends is believe in the best in them. But romantically, they need to meet you at your level, because waiting for them, that could have turned the opposite direction. And most of the movie, he proved to be turning in the opposite direction.
It's true.
But I'm not the type that's going to go tweeting on a rampage that they kissed. I'm totally fine with that kiss. Whatever. Emotions get heated. And sometimes you want to lay your lips on someone else's.
Yo, he saved her life. And she saved his.
Yeah, I'd probably throw in a big wet one, too.
Yeah, like, she was dead, guys. Like, he wasn't even dead when she saved him. He was kind of bleeding out, like, oh, God, you stabbed me. And then she full-on was, like, her eyes were staring up at the sky. There wasn't any life in them, and he saved her life.
There wasn't any light left. Okay, I think we've done enough shipping for now.
Oh, there's one more.
Okay.
This could be quick. Finn and Rose. Okay. Moving on.
You know what? Not today.
Not today.
Fuck.
Wow.
So much potential.
If you had to pick one, the favorite, though, what's your favorite out of all those? Is it the three-way?
Oh, the three-way. Yeah. That's my fan fiction ship-off for life. What's yours?
I mean, Han and Leia is an obvious one, but I'm gonna go Obi-Wan Satine. I think it's subtle, it's short, it's sweet, but it brought a whole new meaning to both characters. So,
okay.
I like that one.
Okay,
we got 5 minutes, Steph.
5 minutes, and I really want to get our starting five out in the air. So if you had to pick anyone from both shows and movies, Star Wars franchise, your starting five, this is what you're going into the NBA finals with.
I got you. Yeah. Starting five.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Number one, first and foremost, and I've been preaching her for the past couple months, all from February to May the 4th. Ahsoka Tano is the number one pick right there. I am all in on Ahsoka Tano. Shout out to Ashley Eckstein. Shout out to Rosario Dawson. Hopefully this October when we see her in the live action role of Ahsoka Tano in Mandalorian Season 2, I'm going to Ahsoka Tano. Number two, Steph Sabraw. I'm picking Chewbacca.
Woo!
Chewbacca, he's been the most lovable character ever since 1977. Everyone wants to give him a hug. I cannot wait to give him a hug, hopefully, when there's no social distancing, at Disneyland, at Galaxy's Edge. Who knows if that could be years from now? Who knows? But I'm going to give him that hug. Chewbacca's the second pick. Number three. Bum, ba, ba, ba. Gotta go. I'm going old Luke Skywalker. Old. I'm going to have him force project everywhere. People are going to be covering him man-to-man, and he's going to be secretly, like, on the other end of the court. Dishing the ball. I'm going Luke Skywalker. He's also kind of a coach.
Nasty.
Yeah. Number four. I'm going to go Mando, right?
Woo-hoo.
Caretaker. Dude can be on his own. He can also work with a team. He's part of it. It's a Kree. He's not a full-on Mandalorian.
Yes.
So I'm going Mando right there. And my fifth and final pick. You notice I haven't really gone to anyone on the dark side. But I'm
But does he do it?
Side. Kylo Ren. I'm Woo! Rylo Ren for a reason. I'm going Adam Driver. Peak just darkness, long hair. I'm going Scar, like Last Jedi Kylo Ren. Those are my top five. What say you, Steph Sabraw?
Wow.
What say you,
Now, I have one of my top starting five interlap, or two of them interlap with yours, and I'm wondering if I should change one out. Mm. Okay. Number one, I have Ahsoka as well. Because we all need, like, that Kobe on the team that can play offense and defense.
She's had multiple numbers, yeah.
Also just stylish as fuck, in the gym before you, stays after you. Just will work you until she wins. Okay. Then
it.
I got Rey, because you need the LeBron on your team. That's just like bodies it. She was meant to be a Jedi. She was meant to be on this court, and she was meant to just kick some ass, shoot She doesn't know really who she is, though.
But I hear you.
Yeah. You don't think she's like a LeBron? I feel like she's the best right now.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
She is all the Jedi. That is LeBron James.
You know what? Prove me wrong. You're right.
Okay. I have Yoda. This is like my Russell Westbrook. This is like he gets nasty, but he is suave.
Wow.
And he just will predict how much he's going to drop and drop it for us.
Drop it like it's hot. He's small, but he'll fake you out. Size matters not.
You talk about merch sales with Yoda. Merch sales will just go through the roof.
Jerseys are going to be flying off the counter.
Done. His number is already hanging up, retired, while he's still playing on the court. Then I have Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan, because Obi-Wan's like six man of... Oh.
Old, young?
Young.
What movie?
Where he chops off Anakin's legs, that movie, where he has the higher fucking ground and will literally kill you.
High ground? Yeah.
That's the Obi-Wan I want.
That's his give and go, is the higher ground.
And, like, everyone knows, like, when he steps in the court, they're like, fuck, did you hear what he did? He chopped off his legs.
This dude is reckless.
This dude is nasty.
This dude stayed in a desert for 17 years just to watch a guy grow up.
He's relentless. He doesn't give up. Exactly. Obi-Wan.
Liam Neeson trained him. Yo, this guy lied to a kid about his dad, yo.
This guy lies to kids, yo.
Yo, Obi-Wan doesn't give a shit, man. He will just appear. If you kill him, he'll just appear back.
He doesn't even wear shoes on the court. He's psycho.
Yo.
Okay, last, I have Mando like you, because Mando, like you said, he's not in the Jedi Alliance, which is super clicky and there's less numbers. He has that Mandalorian gang that like just pulls up when you need, and that you need, like, that you can feel that energy in the fans. It will build up the team. They're like the team managers, but a part of the family.
Love it. That's a great final pick. He's also like a guy I don't think we don't know everything about him quite yet. We don't see his face. You can't even tell if he's looking at you.
He's like your mystery player. You're like, shit, he just got drafted, but who is he? Like, what school did he go to? We don't know. He's just like a stork dropped him off.
Well, he's a Mandalorian, but he's not. It's a Kree. Yeah. What's going on? He's got a kid? Like, what? Yeah, I don't know. You can get under his skin pretty easily, though. If you just attack Baby Yoda, and it's...
Yeah, and honestly, him, like, playing defense on you would be really uncomfortable. You just have, like, a metal body rubbing up. Talk about friction.
Talk about friction.
But I think my sixth pick, which was probably going to be yours, too, was... Oh, no, you picked Ben Solo. Was going to be Darth Maul for me. Because that's, like, style on the court that you can just not deny.
Yo, Roxy Stryer in the chat. Everyone lives a mystery player or loves a mystery player. Shout out to you, Roxy Stryer. We got a bunch of people just giving their five. I love to see Roxy in the chat, by the way, guys. Steph was
on her show.
Yeah,
you've been showing
today.
Up in Roxy's stream. It's the best. We get so excited.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. I realized I had to text her today. But Manny Gonzalez, No Concept just gave his five. Ahsoka, Return of the Jedi, Luke, Clone Wars, Obi-Wan, Vader in his prime, and the Emperor.
All right, you have a pretty stacked team, but I think mine is taking the championship this year just off of my arguments on the players alone.
Yeah, I mean, when you got Rey at your starting forward, all the Jedi are there too.
All the Jedi. Until someone else announces that they are all the Jedi, I have all the Jedi on my team.
The Force is strong with your team, Sabra, but I gotta tell you, I think my team would put up a pretty good fight.
We'll just have to see, Rye. We are unfortunately out of time, which means this will be our last episode for the summer as we enter a hiatus. But just so you guys know, we will not be filming episodes each week, we are still available via social media and would love to talk to you all the time about all things Star Wars. So don't be shy about hitting us up. Ryan, where can everyone find you and keep in touch?
Yes, you can find me at Ryan Nilsen, that's RYNILSEN on Twitter, and at Ryan Nilsen _ on Instagram. The Force is strong there. And guys, thank you so much for coming to the live chat, giving us those likes. Comment your five if you're watching this no longer live. And Steph, Chewbacca's long lost daughter, where can people find you?
I know I'm lost, but I am found. Don't you worry. You can find me all over social media at Steps Abroad, youtube.com/Steps Abroad. I'm a part of the World Girls with Roxy Stryers in the chat, and we will have announcements coming probably next week. We're really hoping to get more episodes up on YouTube. And yeah, it's been so great, you guys. We will see you soon. We will be off for the next few weeks, but stay safe, everyone. Make sure that you're still doing your part to fight anti-racism, educating yourself, empowering yourself as an ally,
yes,
or as a member of the Black community. And we will miss you very much, but make sure that you hit us up on social media. And until next time, may the force be with you all, always.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.